Why water baptism, part 39. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, please contact us at our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. Just go to my, that's on the international code plus 27. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you will participate in a study. You are very, very welcome. But I urge you to go to part one of the study, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of the information study already. It's very important to subscribe to the channel, that's to the new people. Subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the notifications of all the other studies. It's totally free. Just remember, we also do TikTok messages, which is most of the time is only 3 minutes in length, but it's working. It's working. If you receive the TikToks, please forward them to your friends and your family. Make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a pen and a writing pad. I trust that the study today will be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name above every other name, hallelujah, the name Yahushua. Very welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. You are very, very welcome. We are busy with the title, Why Water Baptism? Now, I have a heading here for verse 40. Peter's testimony unto them. Apostle Peter's testimony unto them. Acts 2:40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort. What did he do? With many other words. He told them, repent, and let every one of you be immersed in the name of Jesus Christ to the remission. Well, that's according to the 1611 Bible. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, because it's the promise unto you and your children that's afar. Now we know that's our generations to come. And with many other words that he testified and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this up towards generation. Now, we are living in an up towards generation today, especially with all the internet influence that's there. 99% of the people today doesn't study their Bible. They study the rubbish on internet. Now, I don't say everything on internet is rubbish, but a lot of the stuff is. You can write an article and put it on internet without having an author's name, without having a bibliography, any references, nothing. You can be a Satanist, you can be an atheist, and you can write anything about Christianity, and you can just put it there. And you know what? A lot of people will just swallow it. People is looking for something today. People is uncertain about their religion. People is uncertain about life. People is uncertain about the coming of Yahushua, the Parousia. They say it's more than 2,000 years and he hasn't come yet. People have given up on it. Not hanging on to it. We're living in a time, in an up towards generation, where people just follow their own minds. Very few churches today you will find where there's a standard of holiness, where they live according to the word. Every one of the pastors and reverends, priests, they've got their own church theology that they preach and teach and learn. We're living in the time of the great lie. The Bible says we're living in the time of the great lie. But we also are experiencing the revelation truth of Yahushua breaking through the boundaries every day. And with many other words, that he testified, exhort, saying, save yourselves from an upstart generation. How do I save myself? So I picked myself up by my hair and saved me. God, no, that's what it means. It says, you need to turn around. You need to repent. You need to turn from sin, from a sinful life. We're living in a sinful world. Apostle Peter says, we're in the world, but not from... Apostle Paul says, we're in the world, not from the world. We're living in the situations. But it doesn't say we are part of it. Actually, we are kings, sons and priests. Kings, sons and priests of Yahweh. The word says so. And we are ruling right now while we're on the earth. We're not going to stay here. This is not my end destination. Yahushua says, in the house of my Father there are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you so. I'm going to prepare yourself a place. And I will come and I will draw you unto me. Hallelujah. That's called the parousia in Greek. It's not the harpazo. The harpazo is the rapture. The rapture and the coming is two different occasions. He's coming twice. We are waiting him for the coming, for the bride. That's the bride, not the church. What do we mean by bride and church? Easy. My right hand, let's say 500 people sitting in church Sunday morning. At 10 o'clock, the coming of Yahushua occurs. Is all 500 of these people sitting in church going to heaven? No way. They're very lucky if there's 5 out of the 500 that's going to be changed from an earthly body into a heavenly body. Out of a fleshly body into a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 23 to 58. You can study it. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 23 to 58. We've got to change us into a heavenly body. That is at the coming. The rest of the people are staying behind. They will receive the mark of the Antichrist, Revelation 13, on their right hands and foreheads. Revelation 13, verse 15 to 18. And those that doesn't want to receive the mark on their right hand, Revelation 6 verse 9, he says that they will buy eternal life, their heads will be cut off. But they are not bride of the bride, because the bride has been drawn away into heaven. The age of grace has come to an end. We're living in the age of grace right now. It's going to come to an end. How does it end? The seven church age. The church age of Laodicea, how does it come to an end? The coming of Yahushua for his bride. Revelation 4, that happens on the end of Revelation 3, verse 22. That's the end of grace. When happened? When will that happen? The moment that the coming has occurred. Revelation 4, verse 1 says, and there's an open door in heaven. John says, I saw an open door. In heaven. Why open door? That's why the bride and the bridegroom and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, has gone into. Because the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, doesn't stay on the earth through the great tribulation. So we are drawn away. The age of grace has come to its end. We are living in the time where we are looking and we are awaiting the signing of the final covenant, which is Daniel 9 verse 27. We're waiting for it. The Bible says so. We are waiting for it. I will urge you to follow my study, the revelation of the book of Revelation. That's why you need to subscribe. Get the notifications, the revelation of the book Revelation. Go to part 1. Start from part 1. Even the book, What is Your God's Name? To have a better insight about the names that I'm using, go to What is Your God's Name? There's a lot of information that will certainly change your life. And you will just sit in amazement and say, how is it possible that this truth has been kept away from us for nearly 600 years? Actually, 2,000 years. We will talk about it next week in detail, if Yahweh spare our lives. And with many other words that he testifies and exhorts, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. We can't save ourselves, but we can make a decision to turn around, to repent. Now for the big surprise. The heading I'm using here, 3,000 were immersed in or were baptized in the name of Yahushua. I'm just going to use the same terms as in the 1611 King James. 3,000 were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, not the revelation words. I'm just going to stick to the 1611 King James version just to make a statement. Acts 2:41, and they that gladly received the word were baptized. The word were not forced upon them. Apostle Peter used the keys, the spiritual keys that Yahweh has given unto him, promised unto him. And he's unlocking heaven and he's unveiling earth. And he says, this is what you must do to be able to be saved. And they that gladly received the word were baptized. You need to receive the word gladly. Firstly, you need to repent. You need to turn around. Then you gladly need to receive the restoration word, the revelation word of Yahweh. And you need to be baptized, immersed. And they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day they were added, now listen nicely, unto them about 3,000 souls. So in other words, 3,000 souls were baptized. How? In the name of Jesus Christ to the remission of their sins. Now, I've hammered on this in the name of Jesus Christ in order for you to realize what the 1611 Bible, King James Bible, the New King James, the International Word, the Living Word, and we can carry on and out and on, 300 different English Bibles have basically the same wording. You understand it? Because there's a revelation that we are going to experience, and where the Ruach HaKodesh, only the Ruach HaKodesh, can unveil the revelation. Because the Bible says it's the Ruach HaKodesh that teaches us and guides us in unrighteousness and sins. He opens our eyes. He speaks to us. So it's Yahweh and Yahushua speaking to us through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. So what happened? And they that gladly received the word were baptized. The same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Now, a lot of churches will come and say, no, but there wasn't 3,000 people baptized. The Bible says they were added unto. So in other words, they just joined the church. They just joined the group of apostles. It's not what he says. Didn't Peter, from Acts 2:38, right up to verse 41, announce, repent and be baptized? He enforced the word baptize. In the name, he's using the name, according to the 1611, Jesus Christ, to the remission of your sins. So, after they were baptized, they were added then, if you want to say it, to the congregation. If you want to say that this means they were added unto the congregation. No, this says to me that 3,000 souls were baptized. Now, somebody once asked me, now, Prof, how can Peter by himself baptize 3,000 people? The Bible doesn't say Peter did. There was 120 people in the upper room. Enough of them could baptize people, immerse people. It doesn't say Peter has baptized 3,000 people. but they were added unto the kingdom of Yahweh. 3,000 souls on the day of the outpouring of the Ruach HaKodesh. What about the instructions of Matthew 28 verse 19? What about the instruction that Yahushua made unto his unto the disciples? Baptize them in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to read Acts 10 verse 47 and 48. Make a note. Acts 10 verse 47 and 48. Baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 47, Acts 10, 47. Can any man forbid water? It's a question. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which has received the Holy Ghost as well as we? So here, the question is asked, can anybody forbid that these people who were living in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, cannot be baptized? Now, I want you to study Acts 10, 47 and 48. And tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, we are going to discuss it. But make sure you bring a couple of seat belts with you, because you are going to fall out of your chair. Blessings in the wonderful name of Yahushua. Hallelujah.